Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Self-Love Saturday, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. As you can tell, this is not Zara Green. This is her co-host, Alfred Edmond Jr., and I'm filling in. I'm flying solo today because Zara is still traveling. She comes back home today. I can't wait for my baby to get home. She's been away all week, getting better, getting training for the Heal Your Life workshop as a certified instructor. And so she really is going to bring some things to the Grown Zone to make it even better for all of us. This is the first show in a couple of weeks because Zara and I have been traveling on business both for the Grown Zone as well as my work at Black Enterprise. Holla to everybody we met on the Time Joiner Cruise, the Fantastic Voyage a couple of weeks ago, as well as the people on the Dream Project that we met in Atlanta, where I did a presentation there and judged the business plan competition. So we're very, very excited for the new Grown Zone members of the Grown Zone Nation who came to us from those events. Listen, we got some very exciting things coming up before I get into today's show. First of all, you want to go to grownadvice.com to get connected to everything Grown Zone, to get invited to our private Facebook group, to get our newsletter, to get a free ebook, 9 Keys to Finding Healthy Love, even when you have no idea where to look, when you join our mailing list. I mean, just all kinds of things that we're doing, way more than I have time to go into here. But I do want those of you who are in Atlanta or who will be in Atlanta on May 16th, that's Self-Love Saturday, May 16th, to definitely stay tuned because we will be doing another one of our Grown Zone live events. We were in Oklahoma City last month. We're going to be in Atlanta from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on May 16th. That's a Saturday. Stay tuned, be connected, because we'll be announcing details of that during the course of the week. And we're really looking forward to doing that. So let me jump into today's show, which actually came out of some conversations. Sarah and I always have some great conversations in both our private Facebook group and with the people that we meet along the way. But this came out of a conversation about why relationships that always start out so great, and this, I'm thinking of a particular person, I'm not going to call out any names, who, you know, we saw them about 3 or 4 months ago, and they were so in love. Things were so great. They met this person. They were an instant match. It was love at first sight. It was so wonderful, so wonderful. Then we saw them again a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, there wasn't any, like, bitterness really expressed, but it was over. The person didn't really have much to say about it. They didn't really want to talk about it. And the bottom line is what seemed like a great, great relationship initially was over. And this is not atypical. This is actually very, very common. You know, most relationships don't last beyond a couple of weeks. Even when the people believe they're head over heels in love, they don't tend to last more than a couple of weeks. Sometimes they last a few months. But the truth is, we start what we call great relationships, and we say great in the title, but in a way they're not great because a great relationship is healthy and a healthy relationship is sustainable, because we're building it on faulty foundations. We're building it on faulty foundations. So I want to talk a bit about the things that we are taught to base initial attraction and commitment on that in the short run actually come to fruition. So it does seem like I'm getting everything I want in the relationship. But that thing that you build the relationship on in the beginning is your foundation. It's the foundation. And so whatever that foundation is, is only as good as it can be maintained and can never be threatened. So hear me again. It has to be a maintainable foundation, and it has to be a foundation whose structure or validity cannot be threatened. Because as soon as that foundation changes or is threatened, then the relationship that you have erected on top of it will also be threatened. So we titled the show, Where is the Love? Because, you know, I'm reminded of that great duet between Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway, where they're singing Where is the Love. They're not the only artists who sang that song, but the song is about how in the beginning everything was great, and now something's changed. And the love is gone, and we don't understand what happened. And each partner is saying, well, where is the love? Where's what you promised me? Where's the commitment? Especially if you're married, then it really becomes deep because you committed. Maybe you have family. Maybe you have children. And now you're really concerned with where is the love? And the foundation or the moral of the song is that there was something that was there in the beginning that's not there now. There was something there in the beginning that's not there now. So that means there was a foundation that was laid that was not sustainable. Not sustainable. So what are those things that we are taught to build relationships on? I'm going to focus on the three biggies. What you are, what you have, and what you can do. These are the three things. How does that translate into romantic relationships? What you are translates to your sexual and physical appearance, your body, your looks, your shape, your sexiness. So that's what you are to others, or what you have the potential to be to others. The what you have is your money and your possessions. You meet somebody, they have the fly car, they have the fly house, they can travel. They have money, they have a good job, they have a business. Well, all those things that are a function of what they have and what they possess, their money and their possessions, are major societal attractors. And in our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, I didn't talk about that yet, but you want to go to lovinginthegrownzone.com and definitely pick up our book, because we talk about this comparison between attractors and sustainers in relationships. But the what you have, the money and the possessions, is another major foundation that people use to build relationships on. The other thing is the what you can do. The what you can do. What can this person do for me? This person can make love all night long. This person, you know, will cook and clean for me. This person will buy things for me. This person, if I bring them with me to a party or a picnic or a company event, they make me look good. Unfortunately, all those things are temporary. All those things can be threatened by time, by circumstance. And therefore, as soon as they're threatened by time and circumstance, the relationship is threatened by time and circumstance. So the lesson here is that you cannot build your relationships on those three things, on body, appearances, money, and possessions. You can't. Because if you do, it'll start out great. It's a great relationship that cannot last. It's a great relationship in the beginning that cannot last. So let's talk a little bit about each of these individual things. So you meet somebody, and she looks great, and you look great, or at least you look great to each other. In the beginning, it's great because you're dating, you're sleeping together. Often the sleeping together comes before the dating. We talk about that kind of adult messiness all the time in the Grown Zone. And it seems wonderful in the beginning because you're both getting what you want. And sometimes it goes deeper than that. You commit to those things we tell you not to commit to early in the Grown Zone. Procreation, marriage, financially bonding yourself to one another by co-signing on things, cohabitation. And you're in these committed situations with one of these four areas of bonding based on the foundation that you are physically attractive and sexually compatible with one another. And it seems great. And often it lasts long enough for you to get, you know, several years into a marriage. But what happens when that foundation of physical appearance or sexual chemistry is threatened? It may be threatened as soon as the woman gets pregnant. And guess what? She doesn't look the way she did when she wasn't pregnant. And maybe she has postpartum depression. How many relationships do you know where the husband cheated, you know, during pregnancy or right after pregnancy? Because the sexuality, the sexual capability that may have been present when you met and that you built your relationship on is not present now that she's pregnant or even after she's pregnant. She doesn't look the same. She doesn't feel the same. And if your foundation of your relationship was based on, you know, sexual chemistry and physical appearance, and at least temporarily that is threatened, then the relationship is going to be threatened. Which is why, you know, while sex, it can be the fruit of a healthy relationship, it can't be the foundation. Yes, you want to be sexually attracted to your partner. Yes, you want to be sexually attentive to your partner. This is not a pious morality argument against sex in relationships. Sex is a necessary and beautiful thing in a healthy relationship with a strong foundation. But it can't be that foundation. It cannot be that. It can't serve as that foundation. So that's when you get into these situations where I used to love you. You used to love me. Things aren't the same. You're not treating me the way I used to be treated. You don't make me feel the way I used to feel. And as a result, if that goes away and that was the foundation of the relationship will become bitter, will become argumentative, will become neglectful, in some cases disrespectful. And in some ways it gets even worse. You know, when we talk about, you know, domestic violence, domestic abuse, financial infidelity, and other things that happen when people feel that they were hoodwinked and bamboozled, or they're not getting something that they were promised at the beginning of a relationship. And so the foundation that it was built on is crumbling, and then the relationship that you build on top of it is going to crumble too. So with that in mind, I want to play one of my favorite songs for the song break by John Legend, and it's called Used to Love You, another great song that talks about, hey, I thought we had something good going, and now I don't think we do at all, so I need to get up out of here, and I don't love you anymore. So let's tune in, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about the other two things that people build their relationships on and have great relationships in the beginning, but then the foundation's not there, and it's a relationship that cannot last. Stay tuned. Holla, holla, holla.
I bore you. No, no, it's my fault, 'cause I can't afford you. Maybe, baby, Puffy, Jay-Z would all be better for you. All I could do.
That's from John Legend's first album, which is still my favorite. And obviously he's done some great things since then, but that's still the album for me. But here's the deal. So you have a situation where money was the foundation of this particular relationship. Money was. Whether he balled harder than he really could afford to get her, or whether he was, you know, being generous in the beginning, but her appetite for what his financial abilities were, his financials couldn't keep up with her appetite for the lifestyle that she wanted. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting nice things, and God knows I want to make money, and Zara and I are really trying to build together financial resources to live the lifestyle that we'd like to live together and the quality of life that we'd like to have. This is not about condemning people who want to work hard and make a lot of money, and it's not saying that someone who has a lot of money is not capable of pursuing a healthy relationship. What we are saying is if that money is the foundation of that relationship, then whenever that money is threatened, when that money falls short, or when the appetite for what money can buy can't be satisfied, that relationship is going to be threatened. That relationship is going to crumble. You know, I always tell people, when you buy love, the buyer always feels cheated and the bought always feels cheapened. And feeling cheated or cheapened is no foundation for a sustainable relationship. When you buy love, all you get is trouble or get screwed, or both. So again, look at the flexibility and the instability and the changing nature of our economy. Even if you meet someone, or even if you have the capacity to ball hard and to really, you know, live that life and to have that romantic, to finance that romantic experience of your dreams, traveling around the world and, you know, wining and dining. As soon as that changes, you change jobs, your industry shrinks, you know, that source of that money starts getting funny, then the relationship starts getting funny. So just like physical appearance and sexual attraction and sexual appetites and sexual health changes over time, it's temporary and changeable and malleable. Same thing with your money. So if you build your relationships on money, in this case, or the access to it, or the person's possession of it, or their financial capability, as soon as that financial capability changes or is threatened, your relationship will be threatened. Because once you pull that away, then the question becomes, well, why am I with you? If I was with you because of the money, and the money is funny now, why am I with you? If I'm with you because of your ability to do acrobatics in the bedroom, and now because of age, because of health, because of injury, because of pregnancy, because of any number of things that will affect your desire and capacity for sexual behavior and sexual habits and sexual activity, if any of those things happen, then the relationship is threatened. So, again, to review, your body, your physical appearance, and sex are great attractors, but they're not great foundations for lasting, sustainable, healthy relationships. By the same token, as the song, I used to love you. I used to love you. But now I don't have the money to keep up with your appetite. And clearly it's not about loving me. That's what John Legend's song is saying. It's not really about loving me. It's about loving what I can buy, what I can do for you. We say in the Grown Zone all the time, if you're not being loved for who you are, it's not healthy love. If grown people know the difference between being loved for what they look like, what they have, and what they can do, and being loved for who they are. If you can build relationships based on those temporary things, then you have, in fact, a temporary relationship, no matter how great it is. Now, let's say you're in one of those relationships that was built on a temporary thing. It doesn't necessarily mean that you need to end the relationship. And I know many of you who are married and, you know, have a lot of angst about divorce, even though if divorce is the right thing to do, you just need to do it if it's healthy for both of you. But it may not mean you have to go to divorce court. But it does mean you have to say, listen, we need to sit down as partners and rethink why we are together, find a different foundation to proceed on in this relationship. Am I with you for your job and your title and your money, or am I with you because you treat me well? You treat me with respect. You bring me honor, esteem, and respect. You treat me with tenderness and compassion. Because those things are sustainers. Tenderness, compassion, forgiveness, trustworthiness, fidelity. Those things are the sustainers in healthy relationships. So if you found yourself building relationship based on, in this case, what we've already talked about, your money, or your body, or your appearance, or your sex, and you know those things are going to change. You know that in the course of the future, whether it's in 2 years, 5 years, or 10 years, those things are going to change. Now is the time to sit down and say, let's get off of that foundation, though I may appreciate those things about you today. And let's talk about what's the real foundation that we're going to make this relationship last. And if you can't have that conversation, you might as well end it. You can end it now and do it in a planned, organized way that doesn't cause you a lot of trouble, or you can do it later when it crumbles and it's a fight and it's an argument and it's stress and it's drama and it's divorce and it's bitterness and recrimination. But if you're not going to move to a firm foundation, you're going to end up either forcing the death of the relationship, or the death of the relationship will choose you because the foundation is not sustainable. So let's talk about the last reason that we build relationships on faulty foundations. We create great relationships that can't last. And that's about what the person can do for me. So we talked about what the person is, what the person has in terms of money and possessions. Now let's talk about what the person can do for me. Now, I'm not talking about the sustainers. The sustainers really are about self-love. So it's not about what you can do for me. It's about what I know I need for myself and who do I need to be around that's going to provide those nurturing aspects and experiences to me. So there's nothing wrong with saying I need love, I need tenderness, I need fidelity, I need reliability, I need a strong partner who I can count on. That is not selfish. That's self-loving. But when you're with someone for them to do for you what you won't do for yourself, that is an unsustainable relationship term. That's an unsustainable foundation. Here's what I mean. I don't love myself, so I need someone to love me. Or I don't want to provide for my own material things, so I'm going to find a man or a woman or a person who's going to provide those things for me. I'm not going to take care of myself. Love means somebody's supposed to take care of me. Love means somebody's supposed to do for me so I don't have to do for myself. Love means I don't have to take care of myself. In other words, when you are seeking out relationships to fill in things that you should be providing for yourself, those relationships are not going to last. And again, in the beginning, it might be great. The person's taking care of you. They're doing all the things that you want to do. But here's what ultimately happens. The person, they need things too. And as long as you're focused on what they can do for you, you're not even thinking about what you need to do for them. When you build a relationship around what they need to give you, what you need to have, how you have to be treated, not from a healthy standpoint of here's my standard of treatment and I need to attract someone who will treat me according to that standard based on the fact that I treat myself according to that standard. I have fidelity because I am faithful to myself and I believe in fidelity. I have a fun, adventurous life because I'm living a fun, adventurous life. We talked about the last show we did about how you attract what you are, not what you want. So if you're getting what you want from another person because they are aligning with what you give to yourself, that is fine. But if you expect to build a healthy relationship based on your neediness, and you're feeling that you're going to build a relationship on what others can do to fulfill needs that you should be fulfilling for yourself. That's why self-love is the foundational principle of the grown zone. Then you are building a relationship that cannot last. Because if it's all about your needs and you're building a relationship based on your voids, you're expecting someone else to complete you, that whole romantic idea that really causes so much foolery, then you are building a relationship that can't last because this other person has their own mission and purpose and needs and personal growth purpose for life. And it's not just to fulfill your needs. In a healthy, sustainable relationship, you are pouring into them as they are pouring into you. you are providing a foundation and a safe haven for them to be all that they were meant to be. Just as they are creating an environment and supporting the environment that you created that allows you to be everything that you are. So healthy love is built on the foundation of you loving and supporting the growth of who that other person is. And they can't give you that kind of love if you don't know and aren't committed to being who you are and providing for your own needs and being expert on the care and treatment of you because you've been seeing to the care and treatment of you. So if you're sitting there looking at your partner or looking at other potential partners and you're evaluating them based on them doing for you what you won't do for yourself, yeah, you may be attractive enough. You may have some of those other qualities that we talked about earlier, that you have a beautiful appearance, you have a great body, you may even have a good job and the kind of money that can allow you to acquire the person that you want. But it will not last because no one wants to be the possession of another. No one wants to be an acquisition of another indefinitely. So your first and foundational job is finding a relationship of honor, esteem, and respect that can be sustained is you giving those things to yourself in your own life as a single person. And if you're married, it's still your responsibility to give those things to yourself. Because that way, you're giving those things to yourself, that's making you stronger in you, and your partner can be stronger in who he or she is. And then together, and then you have that team that says, we are better together than we are as individuals. But we are fine as individuals. You know that Neo song, a movement by yourself, but a force when you're together. So don't get caught up in, you know, what a person looks like, what they have and what they can do. Get focused on who you are and who they are, and that's the foundation of great relationships that can last. And that is where the love is. So listen, that's all for now. Hope I did a good job. Tell Zara I did my best. Flying solo without Zara Green. Can't wait for my baby to get home. But listen, thank you all for coming to the Grown Zone, for listening to Grown Zone Radio. Come back next week. Go to grownadvice.com. Bring others to the Grown Zone Nation. Get our book, Loving in the Grown Zone. And those of you in Atlanta or who will be, May 16th, look out for us in Atlanta where we'll be bringing Grown Zone live to Atlanta. So until then, live and love in the Grown Zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached the fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be. Authentic in everything I do. My past don't dictate who I am. I do, yeah. I'd have been through some painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm dropping these bags, I'm making room for my joy. To be the best that I can be. To be authentic in everything. every day.